This presentation explains a development path that began with faithful intelligence theory as a research contribution and is now moving into a governed application environment through the anointed EDU AI Companion series. The important point is that we are not claiming the theory has suddenly become validated because we are using it in development. Instead, the Companion program gives us a disciplined environment in which selected faithful intelligence principles can be translated into engineering requirements, controls, evidence, and future tests. That creates a bridge between scholarship and application while preserving the difference between theory, implementation, and empirical validation. The foundational paper defines faithful intelligence as a form of human capability developed through responsible engagement with artificial intelligence, while judgment, verification, ethical reasoning, practical wisdom, and accountability remain under human direction. The theory's central mechanism is guided reflective verification. Rather than simply receiving an AI answer, the learner evaluates evidence, sources, assumptions, alternative interpretations, ethical implications, and consequences. The paper also emphasizes human agency and a bounded cognitive partnership. Those ideas become especially important when we begin asking how an AI application should be designed, because they give us a research-grounded vocabulary for what human responsibility and responsible AI participation should look like. There is an important boundary we need to preserve. The foundational paper explicitly distinguishes faithful intelligence theory from prompt engineering, theology of AI, and the general theory of AI governance. Its explanatory object is human learning and formation in AI-supported educational environments. So our present development work should not rewrite the theory after the fact. What we can do is use selected constructs and principles from the theory as a design lens for a bounded application context. That is a defensible research to application move. The theory informs requirements and questions, while the technical architecture remains a separate implementation artifact that can generate evidence back into the research program. This is the connection that emerged from the companion development work. A research principle can become operationally inspectable when we translate it through a chain. For example, human agency becomes a requirement that human authority remain explicit. That requirement can influence technical controls such as function-bounded companions, authority-aware retrieval, escalation, and clear distinctions between canonical records and AI interpretation. Then we collect implementation evidence, logs, provenance, correction records, validation states, and interaction evidence. Finally, we review whether the system actually behaved consistently with the intended principle. That last step matters because merely naming an ethical principle does not prove that a technical control is effective. The companion series gives us a concrete application environment. Instead of one unrestricted assistant, the architecture uses specialized companions operating against one governed knowledge layer. Search and discovery has one function. Citation and evidence has another. Methodology, learning, educator, and later companions each have bounded tasks. This architecture aligns naturally with faithful intelligence concepts because it resists the idea that AI should become an unbounded substitute for human judgment. The companion can retrieve, explain, compare, or recommend within its assigned function, but canonical institutional truth remains outside the model and under governed human and institutional authority. The Faithful Intelligence page on the AI site now expresses this pathway directly: ethical principle, engineering requirement, technical control, implementation evidence, validation test, interaction evidence, and governed review. That sequence is important because it makes ethics traceable. Human responsibility can shape authority controls. Evidence fidelity can shape provenance and epistemic status fields. Stewardship can shape retrieval boundaries and data minimization. Discernment can shape uncertainty, escalation, correction, and human review. But the development rule remains strict. The presence of the faithful intelligence layer is not evidence that the system is ethically effective. Effectiveness must be evaluated. The companion program also creates a second connection to the faithful intelligence research agenda. Development itself becomes evidence-generating activity. We record what we observed, why it mattered, what decision followed, and what changed. We distinguish formation provenance from implementation evidence and validation evidence. At the same time, the program has an IP governance gate. Potentially novel computing mechanisms are screened before detailed intentional public disclosure. That is why the public development fee can document the logic of formation while remaining summary only where necessary. Patent screening is not a patentability conclusion. It is simply another governance control over the development process. This produces a public research to application loop. The foundational paper remains the scholarly source. The companion program becomes a governed application environment. The faithful intelligence page explains the connection publicly. This narrated presentation can then become a short video embedded back into that page and distributed through LinkedIn and Anointed Holdings. Importantly, those external channels are downstream distribution, not new sources of authority. They should point back to the governed publication and development records. Questions, defects, responses, and interaction evidence can then become inputs for future research and refinement. The larger significance is that faithful intelligence is moving from theory toward testable application without collapsing the distinction between the two. The theory remains a conceptual scholarly contribution. The AI Companion series provides a bounded environment where selected constructs can inform requirements and controls. Development evidence can then show what was actually implemented, and validation can test what those controls actually do. That gives us a disciplined cycle from research to requirements to controls to evidence to validation and then back to refinement. The video created from this presentation will become another governed public explanation of that evolving research to application pathway. Source basis, Whiteside, JE 2026, Faithful Intelligence Theory, FI-FTP 2026-01, 50, Anointed EDU Press. Anointed EDU, AI Companion Development Architecture, and Governed IP Development Track. Development application statements are presented as formation or design decisions unless separately validated. This presentation is also part of the Whiteside Research Series, connecting the author's scholarly research program to the governed application testing and public evidence pathway. The Whiteside Research Series designation identifies the research lineage. Anointed EDU remains the publishing and institutional application environment for this presentation. Learn more about my study at ai.anointededu.com.